Mary had a little lamb,
the fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
What does what you've seen of the women campaigning and what you have felt and what you are aware of, that gut punch felt like this week for them dropping out, what does that, how does that impact your vice presidential thinking?
Well, first of all, I think there are a number of incredibly competent women capable of being president that have run and haven't even run yet and are out there as senators and governors and the like. And so for me, I think the most important thing in choosing a vice, the vice president is whether or not the person is simpatico with me in terms of where I want to take the country. It's really important that the next president is able to do what Barack was able to do with me. Turn and hand over 10, 20% of the portfolio and say, you do it as if you were president. Because there's so much that lands on a president's desk, he can't or she can't do it all by themselves. And so that requires, I trust all the women that are out there if they were to be my vice president. That's presumptuous of me to be talking about this. Mm-hmm. I'm not the nominee yet. But someone who is simpatico with where I want to take the country, we can disagree on tactic, but not on strategy.
I think he has the coronavirus. All that, and isn't he in the medically fragile age group? Isn't he in that? So Joe Biden finally sat down and talked to somebody on the TV, but it was a It was a very friendly. I think I'm catching it from him. Sorry, that was fake. But I think I'm catching it from him is what it is. But Biden finally sat down with somebody on the TV and gave an interview. And it was very, very friendly because, you know, Lawrence O'Donnell used to be like a Senate legislative aide, worked in the Senate, and knows Joe Biden for 25 years. I don't think they asked him any difficult questions. I don't think he did. I watched it. There was really no difficult question. I still don't know what Joe Biden's plans are for us. I have no earthly idea, but I will tell you that today is the day that you need to vote. Today is the day. If you're in Michigan, today is the day. If you are in Idaho, anybody, Idaho, you need to vote today. If you are in Mississippi, vote Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington State. Please vote today. Now, I just want to tell you that Michigan, you can register today and you can vote today. All you need to do is go to your city or township election office before 8 o'clock tonight and register, and you can vote at the same time. You will need a driver's license or some state ID, a utility bill, something, a bank statement, a paycheck, something that shows your address, okay, your address. If you have a passport, that'll work. But today is the day. You need to go and vote today because there are 352 more delegates up for grabs. Today is Super Tuesday 2.0 or Mini Tuesday or half Tuesday. I don't know. You know, it's like it's a big day. And it doesn't, I'll just say this. Let me see. How do I phrase this? So it doesn't look good for Bernie Sanders in Michigan. The polling clearly shows Biden way, 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 way ahead. However, in the last primary in 2016, the Michigan polling also showed Hillary Clinton way, 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 way ahead. But Bernie Sanders won Michigan last time. So I don't know. We'll see. This is why, you know, people are arguing, man, as if I know who's going to win, as if I have any clue. You know, listen, like I said, there are polls and then there are upsets. And the last time Michigan voted in a primary, the poll said Hillary, but the facts said Bernie. So what can I tell you? So I would say if you have an opinion, I think you should get out there and vote. Meanwhile, Biden was interviewed. They asked him about coronavirus. I just want, you know, before I play Biden's response, I want to show somebody something. Yesterday, I had a caller who was kept asking, so Randy, why aren't the Democrats criticizing? And I said, I don't know what you're watching, viewing, smelling, seeing, hearing. I have no idea what you watch. How would I know what you watch? I only know what I watch. I only know what I hear and read and see and observe. And the Democrats have been criticizing the response to the coronavirus pandemic, and they've been criticizing it since the beginning, to the point where, and I tried to tell this to a caller yesterday, Trump is tweeting, and Junior, that brainiac Junior, he's saying, oh, you know, the Democrats are criticizing Trump. He calls his father Trump, which is a sickness, okay? I don't know what sickness it is, but it's a freaking sickness. So the Democrats are criticizing Trump because they want millions to die to get rid of Trump. You know, so you can't have it both ways. So I don't. So let me just start here, okay?
I don't think the president is capable of telling us the truth about the coronavirus.
They have no plan. They have no plan. The virus is going to kill Americans regardless of their stupidity.
This administration right now looks like they couldn't organize a one-car parade. Mm. He is not going to be able to have his rallies. And it is going to psychologically torment him.
The president should lead, or else he should get out of the way. Stay on the golf course.
This may be Donald Trump's Katrina.
Yeah.
This is an event that could take down a president.
There's no confidence in the president in anything he says or does. I wish he would just be quiet.
I see. This is impeachment all over again.
Oh, it is.
And like with the Mueller investigation, mm-hmm. like with Ukraine Gate, they don't care who they hurt.
Oh, please. They don't care who they hurt. So all of a sudden, conservatism is about feelings and the president's feelings. And they're hurting him by criticizing his non-response to coronavirus. You know, you had Alex Azar on the TV, and he was asked a straightforward question, how many people have been tested? He did not know. He had no idea. But I'm just going to play Biden right now. He does not want to criticize.
Well, look, Lawrence, I don't want to be too critical of the president, but, you know, this gets down to competence and capability. Unfortunately, the president has no competence in how to handle this crisis. Not that there's any clear answer that you guys are going to make this all go away, but the idea that he shows up at the CDC and says that, this is like everything's just perfect. You know, just like my call to the leader of Ukraine. I mean, people just wonder what's going on. Or he's down there golfing today. I mean, there's no sense of urgency. The American people, I think, want to know that their president is on top of this, understands it, and that is being guided by science. Second thing is that in terms of capability, this administration has not moved to take advantage of the capability that exists within the health community, has not prepared local hospitals, has not provided equipment, has not trained personnel, has not thought through. At least if they've thought it through, they haven't announced it to the American people. And the American people are just saying, wait a minute, what's going on here? What's happening? And so just like we walked in and we joked and said, no shaking hands. Well, and I'm following the directions, and so are you, the CDC. And the other thing is there seems to be little coordination with the rest of the world and how we're dealing with this. This is a worldwide pandemic. This is not just the United States of America. And so I think there's a reason why you see the markets falling, and you see the reason why people are very, very upset. But I think if the president were to just get out of the way, let the experts, the CDC and others, handle this, speak to it, talk about what needs to be done, we'd all be better off.
Okay. Please vote today. Thank you. But anyway, so you know, people are starting to get a little nervous now because I think they understand that Italy, the whole country, 60 million people are on lockdown in Italy. Now, I will say they're used to dysfunctional government over there. Over here, we've only been completely dysfunctional for the past 3 years, so we're not used to dysfunctional yet, the way they are.